Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directory and web companion have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, I have Ah Warner back with me again today to continue the conversation we started last week, primarily about CBD products. And there was so much to discuss, I felt like we kind of rushed through. So I'm having her back to talk about that a little bit more, and other hemp and cannabis health and beauty products, and to get a status on the pending laws that could bring even more beneficial things our way. Once again, Ah is the founder and CEO of Cannabis Basics Health and Beauty Aids, and Seattle's own since 1995. And she was also the co-author and chief orchestrator of the 2016 CHABA law, which successfully removed cannabis health and beauty aids from the Washington Controlled Substances Act, allowing them to be sold in the mainstream market. And that's why we see so much out there that we're trying to sort through now. So welcome again to the show, Ah.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Yeah. So why don't you, there's a lot of different laws. I think if we just like focus on how the laws have changed a little bit, maybe starting with the federal level, we can kind of go from there and then talk about some of the products.
Yeah. Well, on the federal level, the big news is the 2018 Agriculture Improvement Act, or Farm Bill. Mm-hmm. And so basically, we touched on that a little bit on the last show. It basically defined hemp and descheduled it. It's been removed out of the Federal Controlled Substances Act for the first time since it was put on there 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But the other big thing that it did was it removed the oversight from the DEA to the Department of Ag. Huge, huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
And so there's federal laws, which so now interstate trafficking can happen, but they are building a pilot. You know, they're building a hemp regulatory framework. The feds are.
And this is hemp that we're talking about now.
Yeah, we're talking about all hemp, including harvesting for CBD now.
Yeah,
because it's now included in the big definition.
Yeah, yeah.
We are looking at them having those regulations or framework in place for the 2020 planting season.
Yeah.
Until then, the states that still have a hemp pilot program in those states, those regulatory frameworks will exist in those states still.
Okay. And as far as kind of like the THC parts of the marijuana, that's just for, you know, legal states.
Hemp is less than 0.3% THC on a dry weight basis.
Anywhere. Yeah. So even though we can choose between the two here in Washington, you know, that's what the difference
is. Yeah, hemp can be anywhere.
Okay.
And then we move into the FDA. Mm-hmm. So there's the federal law, and then there's FDA oversight of the Food and Drug Administration. And I need people to be clear that CBD has not been approved as a food or a supplemental additive. So you need to be careful about what you're buying. These are not FDA approved products. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gottlieb from the FDA testified last Wednesday in front of Congress. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. It's moving fast now, that they will hold public hearings in April. And the goal is to create an appropriate, efficient, and predictable framework for regulating CBD products. So it's looking really good. They realize this is not going backwards.
It's not going away. Yeah.
They better get on pace with it and dial it in quickly, because the marketplace is just blowing up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But it is not, the topical use is a little different. You're not consuming that. You're not ingesting
that. Exactly, so it's under a different category. Well, supplements are kind of dealing with the same thing, aren't they? A lot of the supplements with, you know, that aren't necessarily FDA approved.
Oh, would you swallow them? You're putting them in your mouth. So, you know, that's, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We'll stay tuned after these short messages, and we'll be right back to talk about what's currently on the market, what's happening on the state level, and how to navigate all that misinformation.
Great.
As our name suggests, Ancient Arts Veterinary provides creative wellness options for your pets and their people. There is a tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with. At her Seattle clinic, Dr. Ruhrs not only treats animals, but also helps their caretakers discover their part in the wellness process. Dr. Ruhrs was voted one of Seattle's top vets in 2011 and 2012. Create the health path for you and your pets today. Call 206-547-1025 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Ancient Arts.
Crossroads Dental is now holistic dentistry. We have moved, but our commitment to making your smile healthy and beautiful has not changed. We believe in your whole body health. That's why our office is mercury-free and fluoride-free. Dr. Mashouf at Holistic Dentistry specializes in prosthodontics and implants and offers a variety of dental services. Give Holistic Dentistry a call today at 425-643-2488 to get a beautiful and healthy smile. Or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Holistic Dentistry.
Do you want a physician who takes the time to uncover the cause of your disease and treats you like an individual instead of just a patient? We understand. At Integrative Family Natural Health Clinic, our team and Dr. Jody Berg care about you. We combine Western medicine with naturopathic medicine, oriental medicine, nutrition, and counseling to treat your mind, body, and spirit as a whole. We specialize in family medicine, women's health, pediatrics, and integrative counseling. To find out more about our practice, call 425-258-2325 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, integrative family natural health.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Tana Matson with Altstadt Interiors, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Ah Warner, founder of Cannabis Basics, and we're talking about some of the beneficial hemp and cannabis products and foods that are already available in the general marketplace and what's on the horizon and the status of the laws and what's going on. Now you want to focus, so you were telling us a little bit about the federal level and the FDA. What's going on more specifically with Washington State?
With the state, yeah. It's pretty exciting. You know, we put in a pilot program 2 years ago that was fairly majorly flawed and expensive. But there is legislation right now both of the pieces, HB 1401 and SB 5276, are both in rules in both the House and the Senate. Luckily for us, they have reconciled those languages, so they literally look like sister bills now. So they're the same bills. And what the big deal about it is the main thing is that this legislation, as opposed to our previous pilot program, will allow for the collection of CBD. So Washington State will be entering this, you know, immediate marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as this pilot program is put in place. But some of the other things is
sourced locally.
Yeah, sourced locally, which is
help the economy.
I
want to
buy
yeah.
from Washington farmers. Yeah. I want to buy my seed oil from yeah. Washington farmers, and I want to buy my CBD from Washington farmers. But one of the other things that it does is it mirrors the federal definition, including the resin, so it allows yeah. for the CBD, and it also calls for testing. It specifies that when they test crops for THC content, that they cannot test with an heated method, because what happens when it's heated, it gets decarboxylated, and then you'll have crops that are testing hot, and those crops will end up probably being destroyed.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's really important how we test. And it also is specific that all hemp regulations and control will be out of the control of the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board. So the hemp pilot program will have zero to do with the LCB.
Thing. Yeah,
I'm pretty thrilled about this thing. Yeah. The other thing, one of the other things that it did was it appropriates $300,000 for the 2019-2020 biennium, which is more money than we got the first time for mm-hmm. the pilot program. So we're looking good there for a
so
minute.
So it could be a model.
That money goes quick.
Mm,
there are states that are far ahead of us, but it is a pretty broad scoping piece of legislation.
Okay.
And then, and so those, it's looking really good for those to pass. Like, they're online, and I can't imagine that Governor Inslee would not sign this bill. It's about time. We're falling behind in hemp production with all the rest of the other states.
Wow. That's really surprising to me, because I would think that we would be at the forefront.
No,
of that.
We're not.
Yeah,
we used to be, but we're not. But there's one issue that's in the state bill that is also, and they're just mirroring the feds again, and that is saying that no one that has a felony conviction can get a license to farm hemp or to process hemp, which to me does not right. You know, we know that disproportionately brown and black people have felonies, especially over drugs, that should not keep them from wanting to farm hemp.
Yeah.
And so that needs to be changed federally and state-like. So, but you're never going to get a perfect bill.
Yeah.
So the bill that we're working right now, and so please support those bills, 1401 and 5276. Call your legislators and support those bills, because it's looking good for Washington hemp right now.
Yeah, that would really help the economy, as I say, and to have things locally sourced and, you know, just the local farmers. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on with them right now, too. Okay, so let's talk about some of the products and kind of what's currently available, starting with what's currently available that I think some people might not know about, you know, different products and, you know, especially, you know, some of the different topicals and, you know, skincare products, especially like, you know, what you have out there as well.
Well, CBD only products, just like a lot of the THC products, there are patches, there are vape pens, there are tinctures, there are CBD, people are actually consuming and vaping and smoking CBD buds now. There's CBD water. There's a lot of products out there. Some of them, I feel like they're just being used as a marketing ploy, and they're making the quick buck like they can.
Yeah.
As far as the Washington marketplace is, you know, you see a lot of CBD-only products, but the problem with that is these CBD products are coming from out of state. My line, Cannabis Basics, that the Chaba products here that are being sold, they have hemp-derived CBD that actually comes from Colorado because I can't get it from Washington
State,
Washington farmers.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, you know, consumers drive the market. So if people demand beautiful, clean products, then that's what we'll end up having. If people don't care and they're just consuming these products, then those companies will make money and continue to move on. But outside of CBD, when we're talking about hemp products, you know, the exciting other fields are, oh my gosh, nanotechnology, building materials, plastics, you know, hemp seed oil, the food products. You know, I want Washington farmers to grow hemp seed cultivars as well, because I use the hemp seed oil in my formulations. But then there's also the nut and the protein powder, and the list goes on and on.
I put hemp seed in my yogurt every morning.
So exactly.
You know?
So for those essential fatty acids and those omegas, you know.
Yeah.
So CBD is an exciting topic, but I don't want us to lose sight that this hemp pilot program is not just about CBD.
Yeah.
There are thousands. You know, there are so many industries that are going to be affected by domestically grown hemp. And this 2018 farm bill that passed by the feds is just the biggest thing that's happened to us in, you know, decades.
Yeah. Oh, that's really, really,
super exciting.
So talk about some of your products in particular. So people kind of, you know, that aren't as aware of, you know, why would you even want, you know, CBD or hemp, you know, in beauty product.
Yeah. Well, now we have, so there's two lines, the Cannabis Basics, the Chaba line, the line that has the THC is only legal in the state of Washington. So I don't sell that out of the state. And then we have Hemp Basics, and Hemp Basics for the last 20 years has been just hemp seed oil because I couldn't send THC across the line. Well, now Hemp Basics is hemp seed oil as the foundation, but then also hemp derived CBD, along with a lot of other beautiful botanicals like arnica and tea tree and echinacea and vitamin E and aloe. I mean, you know,
and so describe some of the different products. So
we
like,
have,
we have a lotion, we have a
rescue butter. We have a cream, we have an all natural bug spray and a pain stick and, salt soaks and sugar scrubs. And, you know, most of our major buyers, you know, We PCC, I'll give a shout out to PCC because they jumped in before any of the other big buyers would have me.
Yeah, that was one of the really big ones.
It's been almost 2 years now, and the sky has not fallen, and we're both making money, thank goodness. And it looks like that, you know, looks like also Met Market and Hagen is also coming online with Cannabis Basics. So that is super exciting
for
us.
Well, I see them at really nice spas, too. And
yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Talk about how some of the massage therapists are using it.
Yeah, I have. So massage therapists are about 25% of my buyers, because it is now within the scope of their practice to use Chaba products. Now, remember, these are less than 85 milligrams in a 1 ounce container.
Yeah.
The Chaba Law, only legal in the state of Washington for the mainstream marketplace, but they can use it in the scope of their practice. So not only can they utilize these in massage, but they can also sell these products out of their practice. I have a friend, a licensed massage practitioner and also a teacher. She teaches a continuing education class for LMTs.
That's so cool.
Her name's Jen Chan, and you can go to JenChan.com, I believe, JenChanMassage.com. And she teaches that continuing education. So if you're a licensed massage practitioner or a reflexologist or any really, she teaches a class on cannabis massage and cannabis and ethics and Chaba. So she covers the whole spectrum
of, yeah.
She not only talks about the efficacy of using the product, efficacy, and also, you know, some of the products that are available out in the marketplace for use, and kind of does a comparison. But yeah, she's been working at it with me for about 4 years now. She's yeah. spreading the word.
Yeah, because it sounds like skincare is a big,
yeah.
big part
and
of it.
Well, skincare, but also, you know, just a plug for the LMTs. The great thing about LMTs using it, massage practitioners using yeah. it, is while you're actually treating your clients, you're getting the benefits of the products as well. Not only
yeah.
you're getting the terpene therapy, you're getting, you know, the
yeah, I always wonder who massages the massage therapist.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a tough job. My husband a massage, and it's just like, oh God, now I need one again.
Yeah, it's a tough job, especially for people that do it as a living. Can you imagine doing that 40 hours a week? Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of it, you know, and in my experience, you know, there's a lot of pain relief, you mm-hmm. know, there's all kinds of, you know, great
yeah.
benefits. You know, I know you have to be careful, you know, with laws or whatnot, but there
yeah.
is, talk about some of the anecdotal evidence.
Oh, there's so much anecdotal evidence. I mean, we have people that, you know, basically they think, they feel like it has changed their life, you know, quality yeah. of life. They're dancing again. They're, you know, riding their bikes again. They're riding again, you know, with all kinds of issues. And again, I'll guide you to Project CBD, but because I, as a manufacturer, I can't make claims, but it's profound for some people. You know, cannabis is not a panacea,
yeah.
but I think it's dang close.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's
does
like a
really,
miracle food, a miracle.
You know, Dr. Ethan Russo, who is, you know, a world-renowned cannabis researcher and neurologist, and he basically says that, you know, cannabis, and I think he was talking about CBD specifically, it's one mm-hmm. of the safest and most versatile you know, herbal
yeah
elements that we have on the planet.
Yeah. And it is just amazing how long that was kept from us. And so it's really good to see that it's coming back.
And tons of research. I'm tired of hearing there's no research,
yeah,
because there is tons of research. Most of it came from Israel to beginning, but we are catching it up. You can go to PubMed and or Project CBD, which will lead you to many of the PubMed, you know, peer-reviewed papers on research papers.
Well, it seems like a lot of stuff happened in the 40s where things got suppressed. So, you know, there had to be some research in the 40s that was pretty good for them to squash it way back then when they wanted to, in the pharmaceutical industry,
mm-hmm.
because that's a lot of when just the hemp, you know, all that stuff got really banned, and that really hurt a lot of the economies.
Yeah, the Tax Act, and then it was taken from the pharmacopoeia in 42.
Yeah.
Tax Act happened in 37, and then by 1942, it was literally removed. Cannabis like it had never happened out of our U.S. pharmacopoeia.
Yeah, I know. And to think how far hemp goes back, and, you know, it was illegal not to grow hemp. You know?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, therapeutically for thousands of years. I mean, Queen Victoria used high CBD for her menstrual cramps.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So it goes way back.
Well, yeah. And there's, you know, and fear and anxieties have been around for a long time. And, you know, when people use opioids for pain and antidepressants for fear and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
I think we have even more evidence that, you know, is it working? Not exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you see, you know, in Washington State's future?
Oh, the future is bright for us if we can get this pilot program together and keep funding for it.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is that, you know, we've got this budget of $300,000, but we need, and, you know, they've set up a, I don't know if it's called a trust, but they've set up to where the licensing fees and all that is staying within the program now. So that is, so hopefully it will make its own money. But, you know, we need to get on the ball with industrial hemp.
Yeah.
you know, I see it being a much bigger industry revenue stream for the state than marijuana will ever be.
Yeah. And it's the it's such a positive thing that how can people not get behind? I know, you know, once the marijuana got legalized and you see these little pop up shops everywhere and, you know, it doesn't always leave you as warm as fuzzy, you know, feeling about that aspect of it. But when you think of what's breaking through now as far as, you know, different products that are for you know, health and beauty and well-being. And then when you're talking about industrial hemp, you know, just the endless applications.
It's also going to be an educational, you know, education curve and infrastructure. Like we don't really have the infrastructure to decorticate hemp. There are many different cultivars of hemp. Some are grown for fiber, some are grown for seed. Mm-hmm. And now we have this newly defined, which are really marijuana varieties that have so little THC now that they are also legally defined as hemp.
Oh, cool.
So you grow that differently. Mm-hmm. You grow for CBD extremely differently than you would for seed or fiber even.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a huge learning curve ahead of us, but and there are experts in our midst. You know, right across Canada has been growing it for, you know, since 98.
And you say Oregon's really gotten a head start.
Oregon's jumping off down in Oregon. I mean, it's a little crazy down there, but, you know, they're all in.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some of the is there anything else that you would kind of like to add to the variety of products that are out there right now?
I think I mentioned that people are now smoking CBD bud. That's kind of crazy.
What are some of the most misleading things out there that people should be really kind of beware of? I know in your earlier episode, we were talking about especially the vapes, because what else is in it? You know, you have to be really, really careful.
Yeah, especially when you're ingesting something. And with everything, you know, it's hard because we have our own receptor system and we have our own issues, you know, titrating to therapeutically treat any of the issues is really a personal thing. That's why I would say normally you just say, go talk to your doctor about this. But, you know, unfortunately, many, especially MDs, are not informed well enough to guide you or comfortable enough with this new stuff to. So we're on a steep learning curve here. I would just say be cautious and look for the most natural products.
And then projectcbd.org, you mentioned before, what a great resource that
projectcbd.org is. Projectcbd.org is the best. And I am also all over the state this year. You know, my main thing is community outreach. I do a lot of festivals, Pride Fest, Bite of Seattle. I just did the Chocolate and Wine Fest.
Yeah,
I'm doing Northwest Women's Show. You know, and those really aren't money-making ventures for me. Basically, what it is it's an educational opportunity.
Yeah.
People see it in these normal places, and it gets normalized, and then I can have direct discussions with the consumers about what they should be looking for.
Exactly. Well, that's wonderful what you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be back with some final thoughts from All Right after these messages, so please stay tuned.
The best value is more than just low prices. At Fresh Vitamins, we promise to give you the best possible value that combines quality, selection, and service. Fresh Vitamins offers thousands of nutritional products, all of which have met our rigorous standards. You can also find qualified staff at the store to help you make the right selection. Visit Fresh Vitamins stores in Kirkland, Oak Harbor, and Westwood. Find out more at naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Fresh Vitamins.
Distillation, filtration, deionization? Having trouble understanding water? You're not alone. Custom Pure can answer your questions and help you select your solutions and equipment. Custom Pure offers water purification solutions for residential, commercial, workplace, and self-serve systems. From drinking water filters to shower filters, from bottled water to bottomless water coolers, Custom Pure has a solution for you. Call 206-363-0039 today to learn about your water options, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Custom Pure. Your water cooler will never be the same.
Granola's Natural Market is not just a regular natural market. Granola's offers the best quality natural products that make a difference, not only to you, but also to communities all over the world and our planet. Granola's takes pride in supporting organic and fair trade companies, as well as the environment, by building green and minimizing waste. Support the effort in making a better world. Visit Granola in Mill Creek and Renton. To find out more, go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Granola's.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hi, this is Neil Buckland.
This is James Cheng, but we're from Shenzhen Tea.
And you're listening to Natural Choice Network,
Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. So, Odd, you want to share those contact information again for some of the resources you told us about?
Yeah, the big one is projectcbd.org. They are definitely the one-stop shopping for education for consumers, especially if you're, so many people are in a kind of desperate situation where they have an ailment. They can't talk to their doctor about it, but they want information on CBD. These guys are going to guide you to the research on the information that you need per ailment. And so, and also it has, I think it has dosing guidelines and, just some really great consumer guidelines to help you.
Yeah, and these were some of the founders from, medical marijuana.
Martin Lee, I didn't even know what CBD was, to be honest with you. I met Martin about 7 years ago, and I was like, what? It's CBD. And he basically talked to me, and he was really one of those people in the industry that really a pioneer that was willing to guide me
and share
to make sure I wasn't giving out misinformation. And so
that's where you go to get all the good stuff.
Absolutely.
And people interested in finding your products?
Yeah. Cannabisbasics.com. And then also Hemp Basics for you out of state.
Listeners.
Out of state listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, but they all kind of, really
on the website, on cannabisbasics.com, if you're actually looking for the product, there's a tab for retailers. And so it gives you a listing of all of our in-state retailers by neighborhood.
Okay.
And so it'll help guide you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again today. Really, thank you for everything that you're doing and helping to get the information out. And like you say, education is everything.
Thank you. Love being here. Thank you for bringing up this subject. We need to talk about it.
Yeah, there's so many moving parts. And it's tough to find the right path. And a big thank you to all of our listeners for choosing to join in too. As you know, our choices create our experiences. And collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air. Thank you for making the natural choice.